On to news coming out of Saudi Arabia now, where tens of thousands of people have taken part in the funeral of two activists killed by regime forces in the restive eastern province. The mass funerals took place in the village of Awamiya and the city of Qatif in the kingdom's east. The mourners deplored the Saudi regime's deadly crackdown on protests and chanted slogans against the ruling Al Saud dynasty. Ali Hassan al-Mahrous and Morsi Ali Ibrahim al-Rabah were killed by Saudi regime forces who stormed houses of political activists in the region earlier this week. Saudi authorities say Rabah was on a list of 23 Shia Muslim activists wanted in connection with the kingdom's anti-monarchy protests. At least 18 people have been killed and many others arrested so far in the crackdown on anti-regime demonstrations since the uprising began in 2011. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Sayed Ali Wasif, who is with the Society for International Reforms and Research, and he now joins us on the line from Washington itself. Mr. Wasif, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how should we see this continuing protest movement in Saudi Arabia and these continuing deaths at the hands of Saudi forces?
This has been going on for the last 3 years now, so I think the time for lamentation has passed, and now it's time for action from the Saudi people, especially those living in the eastern province. So these protests and demonstrations are also important to let the people recognize the importance of what's going on inside Saudi Arabia, especially inside the eastern province. But at the same time, lamentation and demonstrations are not enough. These are not the only tools to acquire a change. I think the message of the Saudi people, especially from the eastern province, should be taken over to the western countries and to the international media, to the attention of the international human rights organizations doing some credible work, through doing some homework. And that needs a credible united front, a credible opposition force, a credible leadership, and especially in terms of opening offices of the Saudi exile regime in Europe or in any Asian country. So that will lead to a recognition from the international community and to a large scale to the people in general about the fate, about the political scenario inside Saudi Arabia in general, and with a specific reference to the eastern province as to what's going on there. It's totally a kind of a genocide. It's genocide because the Saudi regime is basically committing atrocities against a group. And in accordance with the 1948 Genocide Convention, according to Article 1, Article 2, and Article 3 of the Genocide Convention, that is basically
talking about these three articles. I do apologize, Mr. Wasif. It seems that time has gotten the best of us, but as always, of course, we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Sayed Ali Wasif speaking to us live on the line from Washington.